Gratitude is an important part of success. Gratitude is a vital piece in goal setting. And today, I'm going to explain why.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
G'day team, Gladazar here. Welcome you back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. We are finally in December. We're in the tail end of 2020, which has been a crazy year in a lot of ways. It's been a challenging year in a lot of ways, but it's also been a year of personal growth, whether you wanted it or whether it was forced upon you. If you're listening to this show, I would suggest that you want it. And as an aside, if you're listening to this show, whether you're new to the show, you've been listening for some time, I'd love it if you'd get over to the Apple Podcast app, particularly if you're listening via your iPhone, and rate the show for us. Maybe leave a comment in there. That stuff really does make a difference. I'm not someone that goes and asks for that too often. Every now and then I'll just throw it into the show. But a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of effort, a lot of passion goes into this show. And if you're getting any value out of it whatsoever, I'd love it if you'd rip on over there and just give us a five-star rating and let people know what you're getting out of the show. So let's talk gratitude. Now, whenever I'm working with coaching clients, whether it's in a group format or one-on-one, we always go down the road of asking people to look for what they're grateful for and to look at gratitude as a regular thing. And there's massive amounts of evidence to suggest that having a gratitude journal is a really good way to inspire yourself and get yourself on track, even to the point where you can do it intensively over 30 days, where every single day for 30 days, you write down something or up to three things that you're grateful for. Now, the challenge with this for most people, in my experience, is they surface level this stuff. So it's easy to say, I'm grateful that I'm alive. I'm grateful that I've got a heartbeat. I'm grateful that I've got food on my table. You know, all of these sort of things that I just think are surface level, because if you weren't alive, if you didn't have a heartbeat, etc., well, you wouldn't be writing the damn journal in the first place. So let's just take the surface level off. Let's just assume that we're happy to be alive, like, because we don't know the alternative. But let's go deeper on gratitude. What are you grateful for and why? Who are you grateful for and why? And so what I've started to do with people, particularly through the Mindset and Motivation Summits recently, is set them a 28-day task at the end of the summit that over 28 days they get to rebuild their mindset. And one piece of that, which I do in the first 3 weeks or in the, you know, from day 14 to 21, is I get them to start to work on this. And I challenge you to do the same. Write a list of important people in your life. Now, this doesn't matter if they're currently in your life or if they're people from the past. Anyone that is or has been important in your life, that's taught you a lesson, that's helped you in some way, that's shaped who you are, write that list of people down and go a bit deep on this. Give yourself some time to think about it. When I start to think about this, I start to think all the way back to a martial arts instructor I had as a kid, Peter Binlos. I tracked him down recently, as in about a year ago, and that wasn't easy because he's not on social media. Then I also had tracked down, using social media, my year 7 and 8 teacher, Gail Pike, who was also my form teacher. Now, these are two people in my younger days when I wasn't connected with family, when I was pretty close to that sort of moving out of home phase around that 14 years of age, 14 and a half when I moved out. These were literally the only two people that I felt had any love, care, or respect for me. And that was important as a young man who felt disconnected, who was starting to have run-ins with the law, who was starting to mess around with drugs, who was making all the wrong moves because I didn't feel anyone had my back. And at the time, maybe I didn't even respect that Gail and Peter had my back. But as I got older, I looked back and I knew that they were important pillars in shaping who I was. They were probably the two outside bumpers, if you imagine a bowling lane, that just stopped me from heading into another lane. And that's pretty big. So you can go all the way back and do that sort of stuff. So that's one side of it, is to write a list of important people in your life. Then, because we're not going to surface level this stuff, write down why they are important to you. Now, they may never read this, right? You may not even be in contact with these people anymore. You may not know how to contact these people anymore. But write down why they are important to you and bring it all the way forward. I'm not suggesting don't put in your partner, your kids, your mum and your dad, your brothers, your sisters, all the people that are important to you. Definitely have this current, and it's probably easy to start there and work your way back. But write a list of important people in your life. Why are they important to you? Write a sentence or two. Then the next one, how do you show that to them? If they're currently in your life, how do you show that to them on a regular basis? And here's why that's important. Very often, the people closest to us cop the worst of us. When life's beating us down, when we're having a bad day at work, when we've had a bad interaction with a client, a staff member, a team member, etc., we come home, we throw our bag down, and we just vent at home, or they get the worst of us. I've done it. I've done it on more occasions than I care to remember, and I'm not proud of, but I've definitely done it. None of us are above this stuff. So then, if you're more conscious about, well, how do I show them that I love them? Through support, through whatever, you write this down too. Don't just put this in your head. Write this down. And then ask yourself this question. How could you show that to them going forward? How could you ensure that they know that you love them? It's not just an assumption. How could you ensure that they know the important piece they played in your life? How could they know that? So for me, I made the effort with Gail and Peter to track them down. I went and had breakfast or lunch with Gail when Alyssa, my daughter, was doing a talk in Geelong, and that's where she was living. So we went and caught up at the hotel and had lunch. I think it was lunch or break. It could have been, whatever. And we just sat down and talked for ages, and I learned so many things I didn't know about that woman that just blew me away. And then on the other side of that, I left there and then went to Melton, which is where Peter lives, just outside of Melbourne, and caught up with him. Same, just sat down, had a meal, had a catch up. I did have Christian with me, which made it a little bit more challenging because he was getting a bit tired by then. But that was really powerful as well, just to be able to sit opposite people who had played instrumental roles in my life at a formative stage in my life where I really could have went off the rails pretty badly, and to be able to sit across from them and say, I am who I am today because of you. I am who I am today because you cared enough to show me that. That's gratitude, team. That's not surface level gratitude. That's not, I'm really happy about the air that I breathe and that my heart's beating. That's gratitude as in looking at the people that have played important roles in my life and letting them know, and working out for the people currently in my life, how do I show that going forward? Now, I'm no angel. I don't always get this right, but at least I'm consciously thinking about it now. I don't think you can truly set your goals for 2021 if you've never ever taken the time to sit down and think about this stuff. Now, I talk about always that at least 1 year in your life, you should choose to make it the best year ever. Some people go through life never making that choice, but for 1 year in your life, you should choose to make it the best year that you've ever lived. I ask myself that question at the end of every year. What do I need to do next year to make it my best year ever? What things would I need to achieve? I don't think you can truly do that if you haven't taken time to do some gratitude journaling, and in particular, to look at the people who influenced your life, who helped you become who you are, because you did not do this on your own. Let me know how you go.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au. Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.